when it comes to the official narrative, I learned this long ago, but it was also, I was reminded about it after the White House phone call announcing the death of Osama bin Laden, and how that official narrative that they were, you know, pushing unraveled in the days after.
Right.
So I always question the official narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest problem, Peter, is that the difficult task of obtaining an answer. One, I don't know if you if you noticed, but I actually did not follow up. I did one follow up story to this shooting in San Bernardino.
I did.
The reason I didn't report anything further was basically because of what you're saying. Is one that I couldn't get anyone on the record. That's most important. Two, anyone that would be willing to, you know, sort of discuss this was doing it behind, you know, under the cover of anonymity,
right.
And it raised a lot of questions about, you know, the veracity of what's being said. For example, you know, the Facebook posts. Were they Facebook posts? Were they public posts? Were they messages? You know, I mean,
and we still haven't seen them. They haven't.
That's the questions I asked when I contacted the FBI. I said, "Can I have a copy of this Facebook post?" And if not, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "No, you can't have it." I'm like, "Why?" I actually contacted Facebook too, and said, "Can I have a copy of this post?" You're already reading to people. Allegedly, you know, apparently, because that's what some of the reports have, what the post said. So if you're saying what the, if you're disclosing what the post said, why can't I have a copy of this post? Of course, you know, they said no. So I filed a Freedom of Information Act request. I also filed a, you know, a Freedom of Information Act request to gain access to the 911 tape.
Mm-hmm.
The 911 tape that, and, or that, for Enrique Marquez.
Right.